You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Sarah Walker, the CEO and founder of CopyTree, which is the go-to source for sales materials such as website content, sales letters, and brochures. Basically, anything that has a goal to sell via the written word. Sarah, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Hi, thank you for having me here, Eric.
You're more than welcome. And before we get into the online marketing stuff and the marketing process, maybe tell the listeners a little bit about you and what you've been doing lately.
Yeah, well, I started out in traditional direct mail advertising. I work with a lot of big and smaller companies, a lot of novelists and creative writers. I write brochures, sales letters, flyers, and just those kinds of projects. Of course, everything is online now, so I've quickly moved to writing sales copy for websites, email campaigns. This also includes online sales letters as well.
And I'm curious, what specifically have you been doing online? Just emails, sales letters, or the whole thing?
The whole thing. Yeah, I see it as an overall process, developing the sales letters, developing the emails that lead people to that sales letter, or developing the emails maybe that affiliates use. All those things go together, banner ads.
And what you're talking about is that it's really just one piece of the puzzle. How do you explain that high-level overview of what's important when you're looking at the whole thing as a process in marketing?
I guess the thing that ties it together for me as a writer is the concept behind it, the idea behind it. In other words, for instance, what are the hot buttons that you're hitting? And what I mean by hot button is the pain point that will make an audience member listen to you and feel like they're understood. If you know what works, what people respond to, then that should ideally manifest itself in your emails as well as your landing page. You can use emails and internet marketing as well for testing things. For example, it takes a long time to write a sales letter, and so you want to know, okay, what are the hot buttons that people are interested in? So sometimes you can use emails to test out what those hot buttons are. You can, for example, you can send an email and you push that hot button and they don't respond. Let's say they don't respond to that hot button very much. So you try it again and maybe a different subject line, and you see, okay, they really respond to that hot button in that specific email. Then you can write your sales letter with that feature in the headline. And in your presentation. I think that's the main thing. It's what is the pain point? How is that product or service or whatever it is, how is that going to help your audience member?
Certainly makes sense. What do you suggest to people who would want to go and find out these hot buttons?
I think the main thing is, or one of the main things, I guess, is to talk to people. Who are you writing to? Talk to the typical prospect and see what kind of things come up. Or when you start talking about the product, does it generate a response in them? Do they seem excited about that? Do they want to know more? What is it that gets their attention? And you can go and interview people. You can find someone that maybe is in your prospective audience and you have a live interview with them and just get as much information out of them as you can. Part of it, I think, is talking about the problem and the solution and the vocabulary as well that typical prospect would use. In other words, if you're talking to people, let's say, that have arthritis, and they talk about arthritis pain in a certain way, there are certain things that happen when you have arthritis. For instance, it's hard to open a door. Just twisting on a door handle could be very painful. If you don't have arthritis, that may not be something that you would think of or talk about, unless you have that pain of arthritis. If you do talk about it, then they go, if you do mention that in your sales letter or website copy, then this person will go, oh, this is a person that knows how it is. This is a person that knows what I'm going through.
Today we're joined by Sarah Walker, the CEO and founder of CopyTree, which is the go-to source for sales materials such as website content, sales letters, brochures, basically anything that has a goal to sell via the written word here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Sarah, do you have a go-to question or maybe three go-to questions that you would ask someone? You're on the phone, maybe you've met them for coffee. I don't know the exact scenario, but how do you guide this type of conversation? How do you personally guide it and get the info needed? And how do you get the insights like this idea to opening the door with arthritis is very hard, if you will, for that example?
I think there's a couple of things. One is that you want to talk to them about their pain with arthritis. That's very literal, but with someone else, if you're selling a service to a businessman or something, you want to talk about the pain. What is it that they're looking for your product or service to solve? What are they bothered by? What frustrates them? You want to know what keeps them up at night or what they're afraid of, happening. What do they worry is going to happen? And then also the opposite. What do they dream about happening? What do they want to happen? What is it? What does success look like for them? For the arthritis person, it might be being pain-free. For the business person, what does success for the business person look like? Especially in terms of whatever your product or service does, you always want to relate it back to your service.
And moving it back to copywriting and marketing, once you've done all this, let's say you've spoken to a bunch of different prospects and you've done all the things we've just talked about, what would be next? I mean, I think a lot of people struggle with this first with just the fact of getting the idea that they have to go out there and talk to their prospects before they write copy. But how do you convert these insights into powerful, persuasive copy and marketing?
There's a couple of things. One is, as we talked about, what would you say to someone to convince them to buy your product or service based on what you've learned about what they want, what their pain is, what are they looking for? Sitting across from someone that you just met in a bar, what would you say? What would you say to get, like, Joe, there's a way that you can cure your arthritis pain by using a herb that you find in your backyard? That's a little more open-ended, and that's good for generating some good raw material. Then the other is there's a dozen or so different ways of presenting an idea in an ad or a letter. There's a straightforward kind of sale where you say, this can do this, now here's how it works. Or you could ask a question, you can promote a challenge, you can challenge the reader. Isn't it time you got rid of the arthritis pain or whatever? You can highlight how to do something without something by saying how to cure arthritis without drugs, how to make more money in your business without working harder. If you look through ads, you can really study ads. If you study copywriting, you see that there's certain templates, certain formulas that you can use. So just running through those templates, just like I did with the arthritis or making money.
I like that. I think let's end on that note. And before we go, if you would, tell people, I don't know if you do coaching or anything like that, but where can people learn more about you if they want to get more information?
Okay, yeah, no, I do a lot of coaching these days. More and more I enjoy helping other people in their writing or helping companies work with their copywriters or work on their marketing as a creative director or a copy supervisor. If I spend the whole day writing, I go a little crazy. So I like to divide that up 50-50 between writing and telling other people what to write. And yeah, if anyone wants to get in touch with me, my website is sarahwalkercopywriter.ca. And that's Sarah spelled with an H. Seems like everyone gets that one wrong.
Very good. And in conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final tip on the topic that we have been covering today?
Well, there's just one quote by Gene Schwartz that always resonates me. He said that all we're doing is channeling desire. We're not creating it. So, basically, you've got to channel what's already there. Try to get into your audience's head rather than feeding them your own ideas.
Well, Sarah, it certainly has been good to connect with you. Certainly wish you all the best, and you have yourself a fantastic day, and thanks for joining us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks so much, Eric.
We've been speaking with Sarah Walker, the CEO and founder of CopyTree, which is the go-to source for sales materials such as website content, sales letters, and brochures, basically anything that has a goal to sell via the written word. And once again, the website of reference and for contact, it's sarahwalkercopywriter.ca. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.